Thank you for being an amazing supporter of the 10X Podcast Group, home to the history of the Caribbeans. We're excited to have you as a valued member of our growing community. If you haven't already, we'd love for you to follow us on your favorite podcast platform. Your likes, comments, and reviews mean so much to us. They help us reach a wider audience and inspire us to keep sharing these incredible stories. With new episodes released daily, your feedback plays a crucial role in shaping our content and making it even better. Your dedication and enthusiasm drive our mission to document and celebrate the rich history of the Caribbean. We're deeply grateful for your support. Today, we're thrilled to present St. Lucia, A Journey Through Time, Episode 2, a captivating story tracing the journey from the island's earliest settlers to the present day. So sit back, relax, and join us as we guide you through this fascinating chapter in Caribbean history. Enjoy the journey. Chapter 5, The Political Evolution of St. Lucia. The political history of St. Lucia is a tapestry woven with threads of resistance, negotiation, and determination. From the era of colonial domination to the rise of self-governance and independence, the island's political evolution reflects the resilience and agency of its people. This chapter delves into the complexities of St. Lucia's political journey, exploring the struggles, triumphs, and lessons that have defined its path toward self-determination. The colonial foundations. The political story of St. Lucia begins with its colonization by European powers. The French and British, driven by ambitions of empire, vied for control of the island, engaging in a series of battles and treaties that left an indelible mark on its governance. The Treaty of Paris in 1814 ultimately secured British dominance, but the island's identity remained shaped by its French heritage, creating a unique political and cultural landscape. Under British rule, St. Lucia was governed as part of the Windward Islands colony, a structure that centralized authority in the hands of colonial administrators. Local governance was limited, with power concentrated among the European elite and their allies. The voices of the majority, enslaved Africans and their descendants, were silenced, their lives dictated by policies that prioritized economic exploitation over human rights, resistance, and the seeds of change. Despite the oppressive nature of colonial rule, the people of St. Lucia resisted in ways both overt and subtle. The abolition of slavery in 1834 marked a turning point, as former slaves began to assert their rights and demand greater participation in governance. The establishment of free villages and small farming communities became acts of defiance, challenging the plantation system that had dominated the island's economy and politics for centuries. Throughout the 19th and early 20th centuries, labor movements emerged as a powerful force for change. Workers in the banana and sugar industries, faced with low wages and poor working conditions, organized strikes and protests that highlighted the inequities of the colonial system. Leaders such as George Charles and others became champions of the labor movement, advocating for better conditions and laying the groundwork for political reform. The path to self-governance. The mid-20th century saw significant shifts in the political landscape of St. Lucia. The rise of nationalist movements across the Caribbean inspired the people of St. Lucia to push for greater autonomy. The establishment of political parties, such as the St. Lucia Labor Party, SLP, and the United Workers' Party, UWP, provided a platform for political engagement and debate. In 1951, universal adult suffrage was introduced, marking a milestone in the island's political evolution. For the first time, all citizens, regardless of gender or property ownership, had the right to vote. This transformative moment empowered the people of St. Lucia to take an active role in shaping their future. The move towards self-governance gained momentum in the 1960s, as St. Lucia became an associated state of the United Kingdom in 1967. This status granted the island greater control over its internal affairs while maintaining ties to Britain for defense and foreign policy. The associated statehood period was a time of political experimentation and growth, as leaders worked to build the institutions necessary for full independence. Independence and nation building. On February 22, 1979, St. Lucia achieved independence, becoming a sovereign nation within the Commonwealth. This historic moment was the culmination of decades of struggle and negotiation, a testament to the resilience and determination of its people. Independence brought new challenges and opportunities, as the island's leaders sought to define its place in the world. The post-independence era was marked by efforts to strengthen democratic institutions and promote economic development. The government focused on education, healthcare, and infrastructure, recognizing the importance of these sectors in building a sustainable and equitable society. Political leaders, such as John Compton and Kenny Anthony, played pivotal roles in shaping the nation's policies and priorities. Challenges and triumphs. The political journey of Saint Lucia has not been without its challenges. Economic dependency on agriculture and tourism has created vulnerabilities, while natural disasters, such as hurricanes, have tested the island's resilience. Political polarization and corruption have also posed obstacles to progress, highlighting the need for transparency and accountability in governance. Despite these challenges, Saint Lucia has made significant strides in its political development. The island's participation in regional organizations, such as the Caribbean Community, CARICOM, and the Organization of Eastern Caribbean States, OECS, has strengthened its voice on the international stage. Efforts to promote gender equality and youth engagement in politics have also begun to bear fruit, ensuring that the political system reflects the diversity and dynamism of its people. A vision for the future. As Saint Lucia looks to the future, its political evolution continues to be a work in progress. The island's leaders and citizens are engaged in ongoing debates about the role of governance, the balance between tradition and innovation, and the pursuit of social and economic justice. The lessons of the past, of resistance, resilience, and the power of collective action, provide a foundation for addressing the challenges of the present and building a brighter future. Saint Lucia's political history is a testament to the strength and determination of its people. From the struggles against colonial domination to the triumphs of independence and self-governance, the island has forged a path that reflects its unique identity and aspirations. As we continue to explore the story of Saint Lucia, we are reminded that the journey of a nation is not defined by its challenges, but by its ability to overcome them, to adapt, and to thrive. Chapter 6: Education and Social Progress in Saint Lucia. The history of Saint Lucia's education system is an inspiring journey of transformation and progress. It is a story of how a society, shaped by colonization and inequality, gradually built a foundation for knowledge, empowerment, and social change. Education in Saint Lucia is not merely an academic pursuit. It is the lifeblood of its cultural, economic, and political resilience. This chapter delves deeply into the evolution of education on the island, its profound impact on social progress, and the challenges that continue to shape its development. The roots of education, colonial foundations. Education in Saint Lucia began as an exclusive privilege for the elite during the colonial period. The first schools were established by Christian missionaries, primarily Catholic and Anglican, who saw education as a means of converting the population to Christianity. These early schools focused heavily on religious instruction, with little emphasis on academic or practical skills. For the majority of the population, the enslaved Africans and their descendants, formal education was either inaccessible or actively discouraged. The colonial powers understood the dangers of an educated population that might question the status quo. After the abolition of slavery in 1834, efforts to provide education to the freed population slowly began to take shape. Missionaries continued to play a leading role, establishing schools in rural communities. However, these efforts were often underfunded and poorly equipped. The curriculum was limited, focusing on basic literacy, arithmetic, and religious studies, with little consideration for the broader needs of the population. Education was seen as a tool for creating a compliant labor force rather than an avenue for personal or social advancement. The expansion of access, early 20th century reforms. The early 20th century marked a turning point in Saint Lucia's education system. As the labor movement gained momentum and calls for social justice grew louder, the colonial government began to recognize the need for broader access to education. The establishment of primary schools across the island aimed to provide basic education to children from all social backgrounds. However, significant disparities remained. Rural areas, where the majority of the population lived, were often underserved, and many children were unable to attend school due to economic pressures and the need to contribute to their family's livelihood. Secondary education remained the domain of the elite, with only a handful of secondary schools available, primarily in urban centers. These schools adhered to a British-style curriculum, preparing students for overseas examinations and careers in the colonial administration. For most of St. Lucia's population, secondary education was an unattainable dream. Post-independence, building a national education system. The achievement of independence in 1979 brought new opportunities and challenges for St. Lucia's education system. The government, now accountable to its citizens, prioritized education as a cornerstone of national development. Investments were made in building schools, training teachers, and expanding access to secondary education. Policies were introduced to make education more inclusive, reflecting the cultural and social realities of the island. One of the most significant developments was the introduction of universal primary education. By ensuring that every child had access to basic education, the government aimed to address historical inequalities and create a more equitable society. Secondary education also expanded, with new schools established in rural areas and scholarship programs introduced to support low-income families. The emphasis shifted from merely producing a labor force to nurturing an informed and empowered citizenry. Tertiary education and skills development. In the late 20th and early 21st centuries, St. Lucia made significant strides in tertiary education. The establishment of institutions such as the Sir Arthur Lewis Community College provided opportunities for higher education and skills training within the island. Named after St. Lucia's Nobel laureate in economics, Sir Arthur Lewis, the college became a symbol of the island's commitment to academic excellence and innovation. Tertiary education in St. Lucia focuses on a wide range of disciplines, from agriculture and tourism to business and technology. Partnerships with regional and international universities have also allowed students to pursue advanced degrees and research opportunities abroad. These developments have played a crucial role in addressing the skills gap and preparing the workforce for the demands of a globalized economy. Education as a catalyst for social change. Education in St. Lucia has been a powerful force for social change, transforming lives and communities. Literacy programs have empowered adults who were previously excluded from formal education, enabling them to participate more fully in society. Gender equality has also been a significant focus, with efforts to ensure that girls and boys have equal access to education at all levels. These initiatives have contributed to narrowing the gender gap in employment and leadership. The integration of cultural education into the curriculum has been another vital development. By teaching students about St. Lucia's history, traditions, and values, the education system fosters a sense of national identity and pride. Cultural programs, such as music, dance, and storytelling, celebrate the island's rich heritage while promoting creativity and innovation. Challenges and opportunities. Despite its progress, St. Lucia's education system faces significant challenges. Limited resources, overcrowded classrooms, and disparities in access between urban and rural areas remain persistent issues. The digital divide has also become more pronounced in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic, highlighting the need for greater investment in technology and online learning infrastructure. Teacher training and retention are critical areas of focus. Ensuring that educators have the skills and support they need to deliver high-quality instruction is essential for improving outcomes. Additionally, aligning the curriculum with the needs of the labor market requires ongoing collaboration between educators, employers, and policymakers. The future of education in St. Lucia. As St. Lucia looks to the future, its education system will continue to be a driving force for progress. Efforts to integrate technology, promote lifelong learning, and strengthen vocational training will be key to addressing the challenges of the 21st century. Education must also remain inclusive and adaptable, ensuring that no one is left behind in the pursuit of knowledge and opportunity. The story of education in St. Lucia is a testament to the power of learning to transform lives and societies. It is a story of resilience, innovation, and hope, a reminder that the pursuit of knowledge is not just a personal journey, but a collective endeavor that shapes the destiny of a nation. As we continue to explore St. Lucia's history, we see in its education system a beacon of possibility, lighting the way toward a brighter future for all. Chapter 7: Faith, Spirituality, and Cultural Identity in St. Lucia. The story of St. Lucia is inextricably linked to the spiritual and cultural tapestry that has shaped its identity over centuries. From the indigenous belief systems of the Arawaks and Caribs to the imposed doctrines of European Christianity, and later, the fusion of African spiritual traditions, religion, and faith have been both a refuge and a battleground. They have inspired resilience, informed cultural expressions, and served as a source of unity and division. In this chapter, we explore the depth of spirituality in Saint Lucia, tracing its roots, transformations, and enduring significance in the lives of its people. The indigenous belief systems, harmony with nature. Before the arrival of European settlers, the Arawaks and Caribs of Saint Lucia practiced spiritual traditions that were deeply intertwined with their environment. The Arawaks revered a pantheon of deities that governed the natural world. Their rituals and ceremonies sought to maintain balance with these spiritual forces, invoking protection and blessings for their crops, families, and communities. The Caribs, known for their warrior culture, had their own unique spiritual practices, often centered around ancestral worship and the invocation of spirits in times of war and hardship. Both cultures held profound respect for the land and sea, seeing them as sacred and alive. Sacred sites, often in the form of caves, rivers, and mountaintops, were used for rituals and offerings. The island's lush environment was not just a home, but a spiritual entity, a belief that continues to resonate in contemporary environmental practices and cultural narratives. The arrival of Christianity, colonization, and conversion. The arrival of European colonizers in the 17th century brought the imposition of Christianity, primarily Catholicism under the French and Anglicanism under the British. Missionaries viewed the indigenous belief systems as pagan and sought to replace them with Christian doctrines. Churches were built, and mass conversions were enforced, often through coercion or incentives, such as access to education or resources. For the enslaved Africans brought to Saint Lucia, Christianity became both a tool of oppression and a source of hope. The plantation system used religion to justify the subjugation of enslaved people, emphasizing obedience and submission. Yet, within this framework, the enslaved found ways to reinterpret Christian teachings to align with their own experiences of suffering and liberation. The story of Exodus, with its themes of deliverance from bondage, resonated deeply and became a cornerstone of spiritual resistance. The African influence, syncretism, and survival. The enslaved Africans brought with them a rich tapestry of spiritual traditions, including ancestral worship, divination, and the veneration of deities such as Shango and Yemaya. Despite the efforts of colonial authorities to suppress these practices, elements of African spirituality survived, often blending with Christianity to create syncretic traditions. This fusion is evident in the rhythms of drum-based worship, the call-and-response patterns of prayer, and the integration of African symbols into Christian rituals. Obia, a spiritual practice rooted in African traditions, became both feared and revered. Practitioners of Obia served as healers, diviners, and protectors, offering guidance and remedies that often complemented or challenged the Christian faith. While Obia was criminalized during the colonial era, it persisted as a hidden but vital aspect of Saint Lucia's cultural and spiritual life. The role of the church in social transformation. As Saint Lucia transitioned from colonial rule to independence, the church played a pivotal role in shaping the island's social and political landscape. Catholic and Anglican institutions were instrumental in establishing schools, hospitals, and social services, contributing to the development of education and healthcare. The church also served as a platform for political engagement, with clergy and lay leaders advocating for social justice and labor rights. The 20th century saw the rise of Pentecostal and evangelical movements, which introduced new forms of worship characterized by spirited singing, speaking in tongues, and a focus on personal salvation. These movements appealed to the working class and rural communities, offering a sense of empowerment and belonging. The proliferation of denominations created a more pluralistic religious landscape, reflecting the diversity of the island's population. Festivals and rituals, expressions of faith and identity. Saint Lucia's spiritual heritage is vividly expressed in its festivals and rituals, which blend religious devotion with cultural celebration. The La Rose and La Marguerite societies, representing rival flowers and ideologies, hold annual festivals that combine music, dance, and pageantry with spiritual undertones. These events celebrate community solidarity while preserving traditions rooted in the island's colonial and African past. The island's carnival, though secular in its modern form, has deep spiritual and cultural roots. Originating as a pre-Lenten Catholic tradition, it evolved to incorporate African rhythms, dances, and costumes, becoming a symbol of resistance and liberation. Today, Carnival serves as a vibrant expression of St. Lucia's identity, uniting people across religious and social divides in a celebration of creativity and resilience. Faith in contemporary St. Lucia. In contemporary St. Lucia, faith continues to be a central aspect of life. Churches remain at the heart of communities, providing not only spiritual guidance but also social support. The rise of interfaith dialogue reflects a growing recognition of the need for unity in addressing social issues such as poverty, violence, and environmental degradation. Spirituality has also found new expressions in the arts, literature, and activism. Writers and artists draw on the island's spiritual heritage to explore themes of identity, resilience, and transformation. Environmental movements, inspired by indigenous and African traditions, advocate for the preservation of St. Lucia's natural resources as sacred and essential to its cultural identity. Challenges and opportunities. While faith has been a source of strength and unity, it has also been a site of tension and conflict. Debates over religious freedom, LGBTQ+ rights, and the role of women in religious leadership reflect broader societal challenges. The influence of globalization and the rise of secularism have also prompted questions about the future of spirituality in St. Lucia. Nevertheless, the island's spiritual heritage offers a rich foundation for addressing these challenges. By embracing its diverse traditions and fostering dialogue, St. Lucia can continue to draw on the resilience and creativity that have defined its history. The enduring spirit of St. Lucia. The spiritual history of St. Lucia is a testament to the enduring power of faith to shape lives, communities, and nations. It is a story of survival and transformation, of how belief systems evolve and adapt in the face of adversity. As we reflect on this journey, we see that spirituality in St. Lucia is not just a matter of doctrine or ritual. It is a living, breathing force that continues to inspire and sustain its people. Faith, in all its forms, remains a cornerstone of St. Lucia's identity. It is a reminder of the island's resilience, a source of hope in times of struggle, and a beacon guiding the way forward. As we continue to explore the history of St. Lucia, we are reminded that its spirit, rooted in faith and nurtured by culture, is as enduring as the land itself. Chapter 8: Environmental Heritage and Stewardship in St. Lucia. The story of St. Lucia cannot be told without celebrating its breathtaking natural beauty and the profound relationship its people have with their environment. From the iconic twin peaks of the Pitons to the vibrant coral reefs that encircle the island, St. Lucia's natural heritage is both a treasure and a responsibility. This chapter explores the environmental history of St. Lucia, the challenges posed by development and climate change, and the efforts to preserve and sustain its ecosystems for future generations. The natural landscape, a jewel of biodiversity. St. Lucia's environment is a marvel of biodiversity. The island's volcanic origins have given rise to a rugged topography, with steep mountains, fertile valleys, and pristine beaches. The Pitons, a UNESCO World Heritage Site, are the most iconic feature of this landscape, rising majestically from the sea and serving as a symbol of the island's natural beauty and resilience. The island's forests are home to a rich array of flora and fauna, including many species found nowhere else on Earth. The St. Lucian parrot, known locally as the Jaco, is a vibrant and endangered bird that has become a symbol of conservation efforts. The rainforests, mangroves, and wetlands are vital ecosystems that provide habitat for wildlife, protect against erosion, and support the livelihoods of local communities. Beneath the waves, St. Lucia's marine ecosystems are equally remarkable. Coral reefs, seagrass beds, and mangroves form a complex and interconnected web of life, supporting a diverse range of marine species. These ecosystems are not only critical for biodiversity, but also for the island's economy, providing resources for fishing and attracting tourists who come to experience the beauty of the underwater world. The historical relationship with nature. For the indigenous Arawaks and Caribs, the natural environment of St. Lucia was a source of sustenance and spirituality. They lived in harmony with the land and sea, using sustainable practices to hunt, fish, and cultivate crops. Their deep respect for nature was reflected in their rituals and beliefs, which saw the environment as sacred and alive. The arrival of European colonizers marked a turning point in the island's environmental history. The plantation system led to widespread deforestation as forests were cleared to make way for sugarcane and other cash crops. Soil erosion, habitat loss, and the introduction of invasive species disrupted the delicate balance of the island's ecosystems. The exploitation of natural resources for profit often came at a high ecological cost. Modern challenges, development, and climate change. In the modern era, St. Lucia faces a range of environmental challenges. The expansion of agriculture, tourism, and urban development has put pressure on natural ecosystems. Coastal areas, in particular, have been heavily impacted by the construction of hotels, resorts, and infrastructure. While tourism is a vital part of the island's economy, it also poses risks to the environment, including pollution, habitat destruction, and overuse of resources. Climate change has emerged as one of the most significant threats to St. Lucia's environment. Rising sea levels, increased frequency and intensity of hurricanes, and changes in rainfall patterns are already having profound effects on the island. Coral bleaching, caused by warmer ocean temperatures, threatens the health of marine ecosystems, while more severe storms and flooding endanger communities and infrastructure. Deforestation and land degradation remain pressing issues, as unsustainable farming practices and illegal logging continue to affect the island's forests. The loss of tree cover not only impacts biodiversity, but also increases vulnerability to landslides and reduces the island's ability to sequester carbon. Conservation and stewardship efforts. Despite these challenges, St. Lucia has made significant strides in environmental conservation and stewardship. The establishment of protected areas, such as the Soufrière Marine Management Area and the Pitons Management Area, has been a critical step in preserving the island's natural heritage. These areas are managed through partnerships between government agencies, local communities, and international organizations, reflecting a collaborative approach to conservation. Reforestation initiatives have been launched to restore degraded lands and combat the effects of deforestation. Community-based programs encourage sustainable farming practices and promote the planting of native tree species. The preservation of the St. Lucian parrot has been a particular success story, with concerted efforts leading to a stabilization of its population. Marine conservation has also been a priority, with programs aimed at protecting coral reefs, reducing pollution, and promoting sustainable fishing practices. Efforts to establish marine protected areas have helped to safeguard critical habitats and ensure the long-term health of marine ecosystems. The role of education and community engagement. Environmental education plays a vital role in fostering a culture of stewardship in St. Lucia. Schools incorporate environmental topics into their curricula, teaching students about the importance of conservation and sustainable practices. Community outreach programs engage residents in activities such as beach cleanups, tree planting, and wildlife monitoring. Local communities are often at the forefront of conservation efforts. Fishermen, farmers, and other resource users are involved in decision-making processes, ensuring that policies reflect their knowledge and needs. Traditional practices, such as agroforestry and sustainable fishing, are being revitalized as part of a broader movement to integrate cultural heritage with environmental stewardship, balancing development and sustainability. The challenge for St. Lucia lies in finding a balance between economic development and environmental sustainability. Tourism, agriculture, and infrastructure development are essential for the island's economy, but they must be managed in ways that minimize environmental impact. Policies promoting ecotourism, renewable energy, and sustainable agriculture offer pathways to achieve this balance. The government has taken steps to incorporate environmental considerations into national planning and policy. Climate adaptation strategies, such as building resilient infrastructure and protecting natural buffers like mangroves, are being implemented to reduce vulnerability to climate change. International partnerships and funding have provided critical support for these initiatives, highlighting the importance of global collaboration in addressing environmental challenges. A vision for the future. The future of St. Lucia's environment depends on the collective efforts of its people and leaders. By embracing sustainability, innovation, and traditional knowledge, the island can continue to thrive while preserving its natural heritage. The vision for the future is one where economic growth and environmental stewardship go hand in hand, ensuring that the treasures of St. Lucia are passed down to future generations. St. Lucia's environmental heritage is a source of pride and inspiration. It is a reminder of the island's resilience, beauty, and potential. As we reflect on this chapter, we see that the story of St. Lucia is not just about its past, but about its ongoing journey to protect and celebrate the land and sea that define its identity.